The wind stroked the water with invisible fingers, raising small waves that lazily broke against the pilings of the pier. Lake Como stretched out, motionless, like a sheet of liquid slate, framed by dusky mountains rising on the horizon. A seagull flew low, tracing an arc across the sky with a sharp cry that seemed to pierce the stillness. Leonardo was there, sitting on the edge of the old pier, legs dangling over the water. He wore a black hoodie, the hood down, his hands buried in the pockets. The wood creaked faintly beneath him with every shift, but he didn't move. He watched the reflection of clouds, of snow-capped peaks, and how everything seemed to ripple and distort with the slightest movement of the surface. That place had always been his refuge. He came there when he wanted to think, when everything else became too much. He was 11 when he dove in for the first and last time. It was summer, hot, and some friends had pushed him to try. He still remembered the feel of the water wrapping him, cold and dense as a soaked blanket. He remembered the moment he opened his eyes underwater and saw nothing but black. No light, no sound. Just perfect blackness. He'd surfaced sobbing, coughing, shaking. He never went back in after that. And yet, he always returned. Maybe for the same reason people stare at the cracks in the walls, to make sure they're not getting any bigger. He sighed and closed his eyes, letting the wind lash his face. There was something in the air that day, a fine, imperceptible tension, like a string pulled to the limit. He couldn't explain it, but he felt it in his skin, under his nails, deep in his gut. A figure appeared on the path coming down from the house, balancing between pebbles and scrub. She walked quickly, one hand raised to shield her eyes from the sun. "Leo, you're already here." Leonardo turned just a little, recognizing the voice. His mother was approaching with a brisk stride, wearing a light spring jacket open over her clothes, her hair pulled up into a high ponytail that bounced with every step. She smiled, the way she always did, a smile that tried to brighten even the darkest corners. "I knew I'd find you here," she said, stopping a few paces from the pier. "It's the only place you go when you're overthinking." Leonardo managed a half smile. "Just getting some fresh air." She studied him for a moment, then held out a hand. "Come on. We've almost finished the suitcases. Dad's already packing, even the unnecessary stuff."